What's up? How you doing? 7:42 in the morning. What do we have? 38? Huh? Well, let's say we do because it's going to get there shortly anyway. 38 and on our way to 66 with some sunshine today. NAACP, whatever this basketball, the NCAA basketball tournament is over. Gonzaga was a very heavy favorite. They did not win. Baylor beat them last night, and how? 86-70. Had a pool around here. I was unaware of it until somebody said, "Hey, Bob, you're in the pool." I said, "Great. Who do I have?" Davidson. Davidson? Okay, so I'll be out after about 10 minutes after the national anthem is played, right? Good. Well, that's okay. But I checked to see who had Gonzaga because they were one of the heavy favorites. And it was, of course, somebody from our award-winning sales department, right? Who had absolutely no idea there was even a basketball tournament. And from what I know of her, she's very, very nice, a very nice person. But I seriously doubt she knows a basketball from a cantaloupe. But anyway, she didn't win. But it's always the way. It's never the person who pores over stats for weeks and knows everybody's cup size. Nobody. No, it's always, you know, somebody, I'll put my name in this. I don't know what I'm putting my name in for. So who had Baylor? I don't know. Probably Randy. I won. Oh, shut up, will you? Okay, so anyway, Mighty John Marshall, the record guy, is with us now. Another list to save you money. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Bob. Good morning to you. Great to be back.
Indeed it is. The top 12 most valuable records by rock and roll duos. This is good. You guys, hang on now. You don't do anything with your record collection until you hear what Mighty John has to say. And by the way, just a heads up, moneymusic.com. We will tell you again after this, but moneymusic.com. All right, John, here we go.
All right, number 12 on our list of most collectible rock and roll duos, Sam and Dave. Hold On, I'm Coming. The album turned value up to $150. 1965, Caesar and Cleo. Love is Strange with picture sleeve up to $200. Why is it worth money? Because Caesar and Cleo became Sonny and Cher.
Right.
Love is Strange. Simon and Garfunkel, the album Bookends, featuring Mrs. Robinson, a mono copy. Worth up to $300. Add $200 if you kept the poster that came inside.
Oh, wow.
Inez and Charlie Fox had a big hit called Mockingbird. The original album up to $350. First album for Jan and Dean, simply called Jan and Dean on Door Records, with a photo inside up to $700. Without the photo, $300. First 45 for the Everly Brothers, The Sun Keeps Shining. Current value up to $800. Do up, very collectible. Look for Johnny and Joe, Over the Mountain, Cross the Sea. This is a 78, J&S Records worth up to $1,000. Shirley and Lee, Come On Baby, Let the Good Times Roll. The album currently up to $1,000. Before Jan and Dean became Jan and Dean, they were Jan and Arnie. They put out an EP called Jan and Arnie featuring Jenny Lee. Current value up to $1,000. The Fendermen. Mule Skinner Blues, big hit back in the 60s. Do you have the album? Blue vinyl up to $1,500. Black vinyl up to $400. Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'. Black vinyl, no more than $25. Oh. But if you find a green vinyl copy, up to $3,000.
Oh, my God. Black vinyl, oh, jeez. But even the black vinyl is worth $50, right?
$25 on the black vinyl.
$25.
We've got Ike and Tina in there. Ike and Tina, River Deep, Mountain High, the original album. We spoke of it before on Phillies Records. Current value up to $10,000.
Back up just a moment. You say the Bookends, the album with the picture, well, it's $300. With a picture sleeve, it's $200 more. So you're talking $500 or no?
Well, this is an album. So the value Bookends for a mono copy up to $300. There was a poster that came inside the album.
Yeah.
If you have the poster, that adds another $200 to it.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. Yeah. Nice. When did they switch from 78s to 45s?
They made both of them right up until 1960. Last 78s were made in 1960.
Okay, all
so
right.
45s came in around 1951.
Okay. You still got some spindles laying around your house there, John?
Oh, sure.
I love it. That's great.
Of course, doesn't everybody?
I love it, yeah, man. Mighty John Marshall, he's the record guy, moneymusic.com. We're going to post this, we'll post it on our website for you. So there you go, and we will chat again in a couple of weeks, John. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bob.